We're doing the Sefer Amidot. We're up to page Resh Yud Aleph, the bottom paragraph. The Magen Midovna had said that there are different types of love, and that there's the love of the worldly things that gets in our way. And the Magen Midovna had given us tips on how one can overcome that. The Magen Midovna had said, firstly, a person can intellectually realize what's of value in this world, and secondly, a person can actively do things that uproot the habits. And we said that a lot of the challenges of life can be summed up as that. People spend their life trying to get into the habit of getting up on time, trying to get into the habit of not overeating, trying to break the habit of smoking. A lot of the challenges we contend with in life are the challenges of controlling ourselves, the challenges of the desires we have for the worldly things. And these keys that he's telling us, actively do the opposite. If you can actively uproot that, you can conquer it. If you could do actions that contradict the desire, take the cigarette and break it. Stop, take a cigarette and break it. Now, the action does something to a person. If you could do it time and again, so then it becomes like when a person removes the pus from a wound, he's taking it out, and then it can heal. And then, this is where we left off, that knowledge will shine, and then the desire will come. And he left off with this fantastic point, that whenever we start to try and develop a good habit, we don't feel like it. I much rather have that smoke than break the habit. I know I should break the habit. I want to continue the habit. Every challenge in life is that. It's the challenge between what I know I should do and what I want to do. What I'm going to enjoy now and what I know I'll get better benefit from in the long run. Kamishmata zeta say, so this goes back to the idea that he had been developing, that the more a person wants to grow spiritually, the more he has to conquer his animalistic tendencies, his materialistic desires, and this is the route to go, till a person can cleanse his heart of all those infatuations that he has with this world. And then a person can find himself that he's overcome all those desires. You have a person that wakes up in the morning and he needs his cup of coffee. He needs his smoke. He needs his music. He needs his shower. Every person has the things they could get caught up with. But are they really life? Is it really correct that a person should yell at his kids because he hasn't yet had his cup of coffee, so he has no patience? Is it really correct that he should have no patience for his wife because he has to get his smoke? I'm sorry, honey, let me have my smoke, we'll talk. We all know it's not right. So the path that he's describing is a path which allows us to conquer. As titchazek v'titrapel achzik b'moza Torah v'amitzvot. And this is part of the path. This is what enables a person to strengthen himself and grab onto the Torah and mitzvos with strength. Because we can't kid ourselves. Torah is the correct way of life, and these extremes and these connections that we develop with the mundane get in the way of the correct way of life. Ask any person when he's not in the heat of the moment, what do you believe you should live like? What do you think you should do? So the diabetic will tell you his intake of sugar should be less, and the smoker should tell you he should quit smoking, and the person who's overweight will tell you he has to lose weight, and the guy who needs exercise will tell you he needs to do exercise, and the guy who's too stressed will tell you he needs to meditate and calm down, and the alcoholic will tell you he shouldn't be drinking. Everyone knows what they should do. The theory is out there. It's not a big chiddush. You're not inventing anything when you come and say, this is what you should do. Thanks. I knew that, but you didn't help me. The Magen Midovna says, yeah, but if you can start making habits the other way, start actively breaking the habits, so then you could strengthen yourself and find yourself closer to the way of Torah and mitzvos. And that's the way a person can go after Hashem, blessed be He, with tremendous love. That's when you will be able to attain a true understanding of what it means to be a God-fearing person and the true knowledge of Hashem. And whichever path you take, as you go in the ways of Hashem, your thoughts and your strengths, meaning your motives, your desires, will all be in unison. One of the great challenges we have in performance of mitzvos is that there's a constant struggle. I'm supposed to get up to daven, but I want to stay in bed. But I'm only human. Yeah, that's because I love sleep. I know I should go daven, but I'd much rather sit on the internet. I know I should go to sleep, but I'd much rather sit on the internet. We have a series, life is a series of challenges because we haven't worked on our desires. We think Torah is about actions, but my feelings, that's me. So a guy came to me last week and he said, I want to learn about bugs, which bugs are in which foods and how you clean them and what you should eat and shouldn't eat. So I prepared the material and I came to him today and I said, okay, I have the material for you. You want to sit on it tomorrow? So he said, never mind, I don't want to know. Okay, I understand him. I understand him. I also have things that I want. I want to eat strawberries and not know anything different. I want to eat figs. There are a lot of things I want. I never tasted a tequila in my life, but it must be something special if everyone's talking about it. The Magen Mitivna says, when a person can purify his desires, when he could align them, when he could work on making them correct, so then everything he does flows in the same direction. One of the challenges in living an observant life is that there's a contradiction. There's what I want and there's what I think I should do, and they're not in the same place. And the reason they're not in the same place, he says in a nutshell, is because we're very, very connected to the material things in life. And if we could realize what's really important in life, if we can really realize what's really important in life, not just pay lip service. And that's one of the ideas he said in the beginning of the book. He said, we all know the lingo. If you ask a person to write the theory, we can all write it. But if we look at how we live our lives, you see, it's not that way. I'll tell you proof of the pudding. You tell a guy, in 5 minutes, it's Tzov Zman Kriya Shema. You're going to miss the time of reading Shema. So he belabors out of bed and he suddenly puts one slipper on and the other slipper on and he grunts as he goes to wash out his mouth and he thinks to himself, there's no way I'm making it to Minyan right now, so do I say Shema this way or that way? And suddenly his cell phone rings and he's just going to take a peek to look at if it's that person or not. You tell a person there's a run on the bank with all his savings right now. The Saudis are hacking credit cards. If he wants to make sure that his savings are safe, he better go online. He's not going to be looking at that cell phone. I'll check who called later. You tell a person something that's important to him, he's going to do it fast. And yet, if you ask a person, what's really important to you, he'll tell you, mitzvos are important to me, living a Torah lifestyle. Yeah, in theory. But where's our heart? We all know our heart's not exactly there. So the Magen Mitivna tells us, you want to know how to get there? You want to know how to get to a point where you love Torah, where you love a Torah lifestyle? So then the way to get there is to look at, what do I really love? Forget what I should love. Well, what do I love? And every person knows what he loves. And then you say to yourself, is that what I want to love? Is that what I should love? And if not, then how am I going to change that? So we're talking about focusing our desires and our feelings and our love. And from there, we'll be able to work much better. One of the reasons that people have a lot of frustration in life is that there's a huge contradiction between what they think they should be doing and what they want to be doing. And then their life is a constant struggle. And we want to get those aligned. It's not easy. The Gemara says it's not easy. But if we can get them aligned, then you understand life is beautiful. You have a guy who's waking up and he rushes out to work. He's happy. The greatest example is a job. I tell people, think what you want to do, because you're going to be spending much of your life doing it. You're going to be getting up every morning to that job. So don't just say what covers the bills. Don't just say it'll work. No. Try to find something you'll enjoy doing. And the same thing with the Torah. You're going to be leading this lifestyle your whole life, so then you might as well figure out a way to like it. And get yourself in line in a way that it's not a struggle every morning, but rather, it's a prize. It's something you cherish every morning. Chazak ve'ematz me'od b'derech zot telech pentei sham. Strengthen yourself a lot as you go down this path, lest you sin. Pentirech mimenu v'yerech adat nimcha. Because you might lighten your grasp on it, and then you'll also be lightening your connection with intellect. Achar shelo yimtza makom el chaniyato. Because intellect can't settle in when a person is materialistic. When a person is materialistic, so then his mind, his desire, his heart is running after the materialistic. And this goes back to the famous Rambam, where the Rambam speaks about Aristotle and he says he's a genius. We differ only on 3 points. So then how come the Rambam says, how come Aristotle couldn't get it right? Because he wanted promiscuity. Because at the end of the day, he didn't want to get it right. So the Rambam says, at the end of the day, that desire stands in a person's way. The Gemara says it too. When Hashem gave us the Torah, so at first Am Yisrael said, great. Then they realized they couldn't have all the women they wanted, so they started crying. Every other mitzvah, nasev nishma, everything's great. End of our parsha. But when it comes to that, then Am Yisrael is complaining. The Gemara says, till today we have a remnant of that. You'll never have a wedding without some fights in it. The Gemara says that's a remnant of the initial reaction the Jewish people had when they were told you have to have one wife or you have to live within certain confines of halacha. You can't just marry whoever you want or have one night stands and have the freedom you had before. And that, the Gemara says, and the Tosa says, and the halacha says, that's one of the hardest pills to swallow. Every other mitzvah, fine. You know, you can live with it. So I have to wait 3 hours, 6 hours between meat and milk. I can handle that. So I won't have a cheeseburger. I can handle that. But this, that the nation started crying. That's what the pasuk says. Vayishma Moshe etam bochelim mishpchotav. The nation were crying over the family statutes. Now you're told this is how your family should look. Now, long term, ask any person, it's the best family life you could have. But short term, it's not what I want. So it's hard. So the Rambam says, so the Magen Duvna says, if you can focus your desires, then there's room for the intellect to settle within a person. Now we're going to explain the path of love that is fit. Until now we were discussing how to get the thorns out of the way. Now, how do you get the right path? How do you act within the correct love? And there are two aspects. Aleph, bimniyat ha'ino ra'ui, bet u'vifirat davar ha'ra'ui, u'kmo she'itber mi'yotza Hashem. There are two aspects. One is to prevent what is not fit, and two is to attain and choose that which is fit, and that we will explain Bezrat Hashem in the coming chapters as we move on to define, okay, where, how does a person focus their love? That's Bezrat Hashem starting the next chapter tomorrow night, Bezrat.